take your Bibles, please, turn to the book of Psalms, the 122nd Psalm. Psalm 122, we'll read the entire psalm together, verses 1 through 9. We'll read this passage responsively. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, Peace be within thee. And let's read verse 9 together. Ready? Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you've done already for us. Lord, what a wonderful thing it is to stand and hear your people sing praises back to you. Hear them read the word of God, the words that you've actually given us, and hear them read them aloud. But Father, please, speak through our preacher today, please. Anoint him with your power. May the Holy Spirit have freedom to do his work in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
I don't know what kind of music program you want in your church, but I'll take my teenager standing up and singing like that over all the trash the world has to offer. Thank you, girls. That was fantastic. I want to read just a couple of verses again to you, if I may. Psalm 122, verse 1 and 2, it says, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. David was excited about the fact that he would go to the house of God, located in Jerusalem. This is a psalm of David's. I love the Psalms. There's just something about the Psalms that encourage me. So you know, the Psalms was God's songbook. It's the songbook that the people of God used. They didn't have, well, we have a songbook there in the song rack. They didn't have a songbook like we have. They would pull out the Word of God and they would sing it. There's a little song that goes along with this particular verse or two. I'm going to ask Brother Nash to teach it to our entire congregation. If you want to keep your Bible out, you can. He's going to teach you a song this morning. I want you to learn it. I hope you'll go away singing the song from Psalm 122, verse 1 and 2. Brother Nash, come and teach us a song. We'll sing it through a couple of times, and then you join in. Just like this.
I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem, our feet shall stand within thy gates. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem, our feet shall stand within thy gates.
Can you start on verse 1 there and sing with me?
I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Verse 2.
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Our feet shall stand within thy gates. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem, our feet shall stand within thy gates.
One more time.
I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Our feet shall stand within thy gates. our feet shall stand within thy gates. O Jerusalem, our feet shall stand within thy gates.
I hope you meant what you just sang. I hope you meant what you just sang. The title of my sermon today is this. I'm glad. Are you? I'm glad. Are you? See, David was glad to go to church. He was very glad to go to church. David was encouraged with just at the thought of going to church. You see, in the psalm here, it says this. It says, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Somebody had said to David, let's go to church. And David said, you got it. I'm ready. That encouraged David. He was excited about going to church. David didn't have I have to go to church attitude. If you got up this morning and said to your kids, let's go, we've got to go to church, you're ruining your children. What do you mean you've got to go to church? Sounds like something you don't like to do. You should have woke up this morning and said, it's Sunday. I get to go to church. If you don't have a get to go, but you have a I've got to go attitude, there's something wrong with you. I'm excited about the fact I get to go to church. You heard me say this earlier, and I'll say it again today, and I say it often. When I wake up on Sunday morning and I realize it's Sunday, I'm ready to go. I get excited. This morning, about 4:30, 5 o'clock, I woke up, and after I woke up, I began to realize I wanted to go back to sleep. I wanted to go back to sleep. I could not get my mind off the fact it was Sunday morning. I knew I was going to get to stand up here and do this. I knew I was going to get to preach. I knew we were going to sing. I knew we were going to get together, and I got excited about it. I said, we get to go to church. And you say, Brother Owens, when you wake up every Sunday morning, do you ever wake up grumpy? No, I always let her sleep. She's better off that way. I enjoy coming to church. I look forward to it. Hey, I enjoy it. Our choir sings a song. It's entitled, There's Something Different in the Air. It's Sunday. And boy, I can when Sunday hits, I just realize there's something different about Sunday, and I just love Sundays. I'm excited. Do you know that, and I've always had this problem, I come to church usually 2 to 2.5 hours before it starts. You say, why do you come to get your sermon ready? No, my sermon's all ready. I just can't wait to get here. I want to be here. I guess I don't understand people that come in 10 minutes after it starts. You realize you've missed 10 minutes of excitement? You've missed 10 minutes and all the time before church. Fellowshipping, coming on the property, watching the buses roll in and the cars roll in and visitors coming and getting to see the people of God. What do you mean you come in late? I'm here 2.5 hours early. Why? Because I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. There's some of you, you're going to have a rough time today. You're working so hard not to smile.
You're mad at everybody. You hate everybody and everything.
You poor thing. I wouldn't want to live my life that way. I'm in church, and I'm glad. I enjoy it. You know, I don't beg my family to come to church. I do not have to beg my wife to come to church. I do not have to beg my children to come to church. And if I did, I would know there is something very seriously wrong. Anybody that has to beg their family, if your wife had to beg you to get you here today, you know what? You need a dose of Jesus Christ. You need to get something down inside you that's real, something that could change your life so you're not miserable, fussing and fighting all the time, mad at the whole world, something that would put a smile on your face. Hey, we don't have to beg one another to go to church at the Owens household. You know, whoever it was that said to David, let us go unto the house of the Lord, I think they were very pleased with his response. You say, what did he say? He said, I'm glad to. I'm glad to. That's what I want to do. I love my church. I love my church. Hey, when Mrs. Owens says, breakfast is ready, I am glad. I am glad. But I am more glad when it's time to go to church. When she says, honey, lunch is ready, I am always glad to hear that. Always glad. I'll tell you this, I'm more glad when it's time to go to church. Do you love food more than you love God? There's some of you who get so excited you're going to get your hamburger. Did you even crack a smile about the fact that you're coming to church today? Oh, you were excited about that ice cream. Amen. You get excited about coming to church? Hey, when Mrs. Owen says, supper's ready, I'm always glad. I am always glad. But I'm more glad when it's time to come to church. I like popcorn. When this is Owens, when the pop, when I hear it, it's popping down. You know, it kind of winds down when you're getting toward the end of the pops. When it's done, I'm glad. But I'm more glad that I'm in church. Hey, I like to hear him say, play ball! I'm glad to hear that. But I'm more glad when I hear the prelude start at the church, because that means we're getting ready to do something more important than play ball. I like to hear him say, gentlemen, start your engines. And you have to understand, I grew up 40 plus years in Indiana, where the Indy 500 is. And I listen. When I grew up, you listened to the Indy 500 religiously. If you missed it, you were not a real Hoosier. And I grew up listening to Indy 500, and I love to hear them say, gentlemen, start your engines. But I get more excited about hearing the bus engines start on Sunday morning, bringing kids to Sunday school. I'm glad when deer season comes in. But I'm more glad every Sunday morning when I get to come to church. I'm glad when I get my paycheck. That's a happy occasion. But I'm more glad when I realize I get to go to church. I'm glad when I get my tax refund. I'm really glad about that. But I'm more glad when I get to go to church. I'm glad, hey, when I'm fishing and I watch that old bobber start popping around, I'm glad to see that. Even if I'm not going to catch anything, just to see the bobber move every once in a while is encouraging. But hey, when that bobber's moving, I'm glad. But I'm more glad when I get to go out fishing for men. I'm more glad when I get to serve God. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. I'm more glad when my mother-in-law goes home. Pretty sharp this morning. I'm glad. I'm glad when I get to lay my head on my pillow at night. I'm so glad after a hard day's work when I get to lay my head on my pillow and get some rest. But I am more glad about going to the house of the Lord. I'm glad. Are you? Are you glad? Hey, I looked up that word glad. The word glad is a Hebrew word. You say it, saw makah. Saw makah. It means to brighten up. David said, I brighten up when I get to go around the things of God. I brighten up at the mention of going to church. I brighten up at the mention of God. I brighten up at the mention of the things of God. Do you brighten up about the things of God? When you get around the things of God, does it just brighten things up for you? I am glad that I'm at church. I'm glad when they say unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Are you? You ought to be. I'm glad because when I come to church, number one, I'm coming out of the world. I'm coming out of the world. I'm glad to be out of the world. Are you? Are you? 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This church and church ought to be a haven. This place is a haven. This world, the old world's become awful nasty, folks. It's awful nasty out there. The hatred that is out there. The bitterness that is out there. The revenge that is out there. The wickedness that is out there. Hey, this old world's just become flat out weird. It's just weird out there. Hey, and I'm glad to come in here where the people are normal. Normal. You say, this is not normal. No, you're the abnormal one. I'm not abnormal. I'm normal. I am not going to let the world intimidate me. I'm happy about the things of God. I'm glad to be in church. I believe the Bible. I believe there's a heaven. I believe there's a hell. And guess what, Brother Jones? I'm the normal one. And if you don't believe it, you're the weird one. You're not going to intimidate me. I've got God on my side. If you don't have God, you're weird. I'm the normal one. Church is normal. This is how it's supposed to be. We're not the weird ones. They're the weird ones. Guy, look at me, got about four different colors of hair, got his hair cut half man, half woman. You know, thing where a big old thing hangs down the back. I call it the transvestite look. Man got tattoos and earrings all over his body. I can talk about Jesus, and he goes, you're weird. I'm thinking, oh, come on. I'm weird. I'm the weird one. Hey, the way it is inside the church is the way God wants it. The way it is out there is not the way God wants it. Isn't it good to say, I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. I'm glad to come out of the world. I am not intimidated by the world. I'm not going to be intimidated by the world. And you know what we do around here? I just about intimidate the world out of here.
We're not going to let the old world's ways creep in here. We're going to keep the pressure on. We're not going to let them destroy our haven. We're not going to let them destroy our fun. If you're a sourpuss and all you ever do is give us that stone face, you never laugh, you never have any fun, you won't like our church. Go back out to the world and get drunk and kill somebody while you're drinking and driving and go have your fun. But in here, we're going to have good, clean fun, and we're going to smile, and we're going to enjoy our Christianity no matter how miserable you want to be. I asked a man, I said, won't you come visit our church? He said, I can't. He said, I'm a member of another abomination. He meant to say denomination. Then I got to think about it. He said it right the first time. He's a member of another abomination. You know what's wrong with most churches today? When you go into them, you can't tell you came out of the world. You see, when you come here, you say, there's something different around here. You're right. This is a church of God. There is something different around here. You say, you're different than the reverend I heard last week. Yeah, old reverend stuff shirt. He had to look for his Bible to take it to church on Sunday, just like you had to look for yours this morning, because he hadn't read it all week long. He got a sermon out of some dead periodical by some dead preacher. Hey, what's wrong with the church today, and so many churches, is they're like the world. The world has influenced them. They're not changing the world, but the world has changed them. Too many times you walk out of the world into a church and there's no atmosphere change at all. Well, it's different around here. When you walk in, you're going to see some pleasant faces, some pleasant smiles, some happy people. We hate sin. We don't cater to it. We hate sin. And we're just going to have a good old time living like we're going to try to live from now until glory. And we're getting ready for heaven. You say, why do the other churches live the way they live? They're preparing for someplace else. Might as well get used to it and live some of it down here. Hey, I'm glad to be out of the world. I'm glad when they said to me, let's go down to the church. I'm glad. Are you? Do you come to church now?
I'm miserable when I go down there. I'm miserable when I go down there. I'm just miserable. I just hate it. I just hate it.
I got one fella in here. He is so stone-faced right now, I'm going to crack him before this service is over with, man. I'm going to get you. You're going to smile and laugh before I get done. We'll help remove that corn cob, bud. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with church? What's wrong with the things of God? Hey, what's wrong with doing things God's way? Shouldn't you be happy about it? Sure we should. I'm glad to be out of the world. Are you? Hey, I'm glad to be with God's people. Are you? In this passage that we read earlier, Psalm 122, verse 8, it says, for my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. You know what David was saying? He said, I'm with my brethren. He said, I'm with my companions. He said, I enjoy going down to the house of God because of who I'm going to be with. I love being with sincere Christians. I really do. I could not be the member of even the average Baptist church. You say, why? They're a bunch of phonies. A bunch of phonies. They go to church just because it's a social thing to do. They're business people, so they need to show up. They're politicians, so they need to show up. We don't come here for business. We don't come here for politics' sake. We come here for God's sake. We're here because we love God, and we need the strength to go up back out into a filthy world and to live right. I love being with sincere Christians. We're not trying to prove anything to anybody around here. We're here to learn. We're here to grow in grace. We're here to do something with our lives and do something for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm glad. I enjoy our greeters here at the church. Amen. You walk in down here at this door, Brother Peterson, he'll smile at you. Big old smile. He's always happy. I enjoy that. I enjoy our greeters. Hey, I'm glad to be with our church staff. I enjoy our church staff. I'm glad our church staff are not a bunch of stuck-ups. These are good, godly men, and they're not so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. They enjoy life, they're just decent, godly men. I enjoy being around Brother Matt Smith. You've got around him, he's just an excited Christian, and I like that. I heard one teenage girl say about Mrs. Doss, she teaches in our school and helps with our special music. A teenage girl said, you know, Mrs. Doss is just a fun person. Well, I'm glad our teenagers think that our staff are fun people. I'm glad of that. Hey, I'm glad to be out of the world and be here in the church where I can be with some decent, godly people. Let me tell you something, buddy. Here, you won't have somebody chasing after your wife trying to sleep with her. Out in the world, that's what you're going to have to deal with, some of your friends. And by the way, if I find out somebody here goes chasing after somebody else's wife, you're going to have a tiger by the tail, bud. We don't pull that kind of junk around this church. So if you got it going, you better get it ungoing real quick, because if I find out, I'll take care of it for you. You might not fit in around here if you got a habitual immorality problem. Because we're not here to destroy one another's lives. We're here to encourage one another and to help one another. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm so glad to be around God's people. I'm glad to be around positive people. I'm glad to be away from the backbiters and the backstabbers and the sewer mouths. Hey, some of you ladies that work out there in the world, well, what's your conversation about when you go to lunch with the girls? Well, around here, if we're going to go to lunch with one another, let's keep it positive. Let's make sure it's decent and clean and moral. Let's make it sure it's done right. I'm glad to be away from all the filth of the world. I'm glad to be around God's people. Hey, God's people are saved. And that's a wonderful thing, because when you get saved, the Holy Spirit of God moves inside you. And when He moves inside you, it changes your attitudes. And some of you need a change of attitude. I am glad when they say unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Why? Because I get to come out of the world. I'm glad. Are you? I'm glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Why? Because I knew who was going to show up. I knew what kind of people were going to be there. You know, there are churches everywhere that are full of lost people. They're not even saved. They got a bad spirit. Churches where nobody gets saved. They're religious but lost. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm here. Are you glad? Hey, do you make spiritual people brighten up? Or do they hate to see you coming? Do you make spiritual people brighten up? Do spiritual people see you coming and say, you know what, I'd like to be around him. I'd like to be around her. Well, when you come around, do they say, oh, great. Here she comes. Don't ask her how she's doing. I'm glad. Are you? I'm glad I'm out of the world and I'm at a place where the world is not invited. And I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the sin, the filth, and the philosophy. I'm glad to be with God's people. Hey, I'm glad to hear God's music. I'm glad when I come to church, I'm going to hear God's music. Now remember, we got the text from Psalm 122. What is Psalm 122? Psalm 122 is a psalm. It's a song. They sang it. That's why earlier Brother Nash sang with us. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. It was actually a song. David, I don't know if that was the exact tune that David used, but I'll tell you this, they sang it. Hey, and David was saying, hey, I'm glad. He was singing about going to the house of the Lord. And I'm going to guess he learned the right way to sing down at the house of the Lord. He enjoyed the music at the church. I'm glad to hear our choir. I love to hear our choir. Our choir motivates me. Boy, this morning, that song, My God is a Rock. Boy, when they hit that first note, I'm like, yes, let's get started. Let's get started. Something good's about to happen around here. I'm glad to hear our choir. I like to hear Brother Nash when he sings his solo. I love to see the sincerity on his face. I love to see him sink his heart into it. I just happen to think he means what he's doing. And I think he means what he's singing. I like to hear our men's quartet sing. I like it. One reason I like it is because I know they're decent men. They're not going to sing a quartet song here and go out honky-tonking next week. They're going to be in a good, decent church. They all care about the souls of men. I like that because I don't like that phony junk. I don't like that phony junk where if you got a good voice, you get to sing, then you can go out on Monday and get drunk with somebody, or you don't even come to church, or you don't even serve God. I like our quartets. I do. And they're not feminine. They're men's men. They're not sissy britches. I like that. I like it. I like it. You know, I like to be around God's music. I love it when our choir does an opener. I just can't wait for it to happen. Hey, I'm glad to hear our choir. At the end in a little while, you'll hear them sing a song. They sing, we'll never say goodbye in glory. over yonder in the morning. I love that. I love that because that song says to us, there's coming a day when we don't have to leave church anymore. We're going to go to heaven and we're going to be with the one that the church is all about, and that's Jesus Christ. And the only kind of people that are going to be there are going to be decent, clean people. And the only kind of songs that are going to be sung are the ones that God likes, and we're coming out of the world and we're going on to glory, and it's going to be one great big hairy church service, and you're going to be miserable, buddy. Got him! He smiled! And we're only 10 minutes into this hour and a half sermon! Hey, I'm glad. I'm glad to be around God's music. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear. I like to hear the offertory. Where's Carrie at? I'm glad to hear the offertory. And I'll tell you why. Because it's not old, dead classical music produced by some queer. Some guy with his britches too tight. It's old-time religion music with a revival theme behind it, because we're getting ready to have revival. Well, a lot of churches, they play that old dead classical junk, and they wonder why you can ice skate down the aisle if anybody happens to be coming to the altar, which they probably are not, because there was no music that enticed people to come to the altar. I'm glad to hear our invitation songs around here. We have an invitation. If you're a visitor today, I hate to tell you, in a little while, we're going to invite you to get born again. And we're going to use the altar. There are people going to actually stand up, leave their seats, walk down the aisle, get on their knees in front of God and everybody. And I love it. And I'm glad that I'm here. And I'm glad that I have a church where we have an altar call. Hey, when I got up this morning and the Lord said, let's go to church, I said, I'm glad. I'm glad to go. I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad. I like to hear our choir sing, "Just As I Am," without one plea. I love to hear the song softly and tenderly, "Jesus Is Calling." And have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. And I surrender all. I surrender all. Hey, I love the songs of the church. Hey, I'm glad to hear y'all sing. You like how I say that, y'all? Instead of you all. Man, I'm getting this West Virginia thing down. Matter of fact, I'm taking my shoes off right now. I love to hear this congregation sing. Because when you start getting with it, you get with it. I love it. Hey, let's do a song, Brother Nash. I think the best song I hear you sing is a song called "And Can It Be." Brother Nash, come tell them what song, the page it's on. Carrie, make that thing get up and walk, will you? And I want to hear you sing. I want to hear you sing. Number 26 in your songbook. Let's all stand and sing. Number 26 in your songbook, the first verse.
And can it be that I should gain and in that
Amazing love, how can sing the chorus one time without the instrument starting right there at Amazing Love.
Amazing love, how can it be that I love should die for me?
You can have a seat there, and let me tell you something. There are not many churches across America that will sing like that, and I'll tell you why. They've invited the world in. And they invited the world in, and the world intimidates them out of singing. Well, around here, you're not going to intimidate us and shut us up. We're going to sing about the Savior. We're going to sing about heaven, and we're going to have a good time while we do it. Don't ever back off when it's time to sing. You see, hey, I'm glad we sang that song. Are you? I'm glad. I'm glad to hear our church sing. I'm glad to hear our music. You know, most churches, you can't even tell you come out of the world when it comes to music time. Can't even tell. No, we're supposed to be different. Does your music spiritually brighten up your walk with God? Or does it depress it? You see, somebody said, David, let's go to church. And David said, I'm glad to go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad to come out of the world. I'm glad to be with God's people. I'm glad to go and sing and participate and hear God's music. I think David said, hey, I'm glad to hear the Word of God. I'm glad to hear the Word of God preached. I'm glad. Are you? Are you? Are you glad to hear the Word of God preached? God's Word is uplifted in God's house. I'm glad we have, hey, if you've got a King James Bible, hold it up there. Let everybody see it for a second. Take that King James Bible. Look at that. All over the place, King James Bible. Hey, that's I'm glad to see that. Are you? Are you? You can pull that Bible down, but let me tell you something. I am so thrilled when I see people walking into the church and they've got their Bible with them. I'm glad to hear Brother Bush read the text. I just like to hear him stand up here and read the text. I'm glad when I hear the pages of 700 or so Bibles flipping, and you can hear the pages because we're looking for the book of Hezekiah or Jerusalem or whichever book you're looking for. I'm glad. Hey, I'm glad we believe God's Word literally. Literally. You see, here we believe that if God said that a whale swallowed Jonah, we believe that really happened. How many of you believe that Jonah swallowed the whale? Raise your hand. Jonah did not swallow the whale, you bunch of dumb bunnies. Gotcha. Hey, I'm glad we believe the Word of God. I'm glad the preaching of God's Word here is not influenced by people out there in the world. See, we came here because we wanted it to be different. There, we have no denominational headquarters that tells us what to preach here. There, hey, church ritual does not control things here. If I say, Brother Nash, let's sing a song, you know what we're going to do? We're going to sing a song. Yeah, if we're going to sing 18 verses, we'll sing 18 verses. Nobody gave us an order of service but the Holy Spirit of God. Hey, the influential rich people are not going to control this church. Our people are dirt poor. I'm going to keep them that way.
We have a church board here, but that board does not run our church, thank God. They're servants. They're servants. Hey, our goal is to serve people. I'm glad that in our Sunday schools, every Sunday school is taught from the textbook called the Bible. The Bible. I'm glad the Bible is the primary textbook for Martinsburg Christian Academy. If we had to get rid of all the classes and just teach from the Bible, it is the primary book. It is the one that all truth rotates around and comes from. And any truth that does not come from the Word of God is a lie. And that's what we believe in our Christian school. We don't teach the alternative. We don't teach that evolution might have happened. Evolution is a lie out of hell. We don't teach humanism. We don't teach the other side. We teach the only side. That's God's side.
After the service, the pastor said to a woman, I noticed that your husband walked out during the sermon. Did I say something that he did not like? She said, oh, no, no, but he does have a habit of sleepwalking. I doubt anybody's going to go to sleep here this morning. Wouldn't be safe.
Hey, I'm glad that the music that is sung by this choir, and the music that is done by every musical group in our school or in our church is all compared to the Bible to make sure it is doctrinally pure in content. No song is sung that has false doctrine in it. We take the King James Bible, we take the words of the song, and we make sure that the song matches up with the God that created music. That's how it is. I'm glad. I'm glad our church's name is the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. I like that. It's a Bible Baptist Church. I'm glad our teenagers fight for the front rows around here. I'm glad. Teenagers don't ever lose that. I'm glad the young people are not fighting to get in the back, and they don't want to be all the way in the back of the balcony. They don't want to be all the way in the back of the church service. They want to be down front where the blessing comes out. They want to be down where they can see what's going on. They want to see the altar full. They want to be where, hey, and they're not ashamed of it. They stood up earlier while everybody else sat down. They're not ashamed of the fact that they come to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. They're not ashamed of the fact that they got their Bible with them. They're not ashamed of the fact that they were singing at the top of their lungs. I looked around. I am so glad that our teenagers like to sing the songs of God. Hey, I'm glad that we're in a church that uplifts the Bible. I'm glad to hear God's word preached. Are you? I'm glad to hear God's music. Are you? I'm glad to be with God's people. Are you? I'm glad to be out of the world. Are you? You see, David said, hey, when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord, he said, I was glad. I was happy about it. I was excited about it. I wish you all felt about it the way I did, but I don't like to go home Sunday afternoon. I don't. I can't wait to get here on Sunday night. I enjoy the house of God. I'm glad. I love to hear children sing that song. We believe the Bible around here. I love to hear children sing the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Bible! I love that. I love that. Be good for some adults in here to take that as your theme song. Sing it every day at lunchtime out loud. Whoa. My friends may think I'm a Christian.
Oh, we wouldn't want that, would we?
Hey, brighten up about the preaching. Brighten up about the things of God. Brighten up. That's what David said. He said, even the mention of the things of God, I just brighten up. I enjoy it. Hey, I'm glad that around here we see changed lives. I am. I'm glad around here we see changed lives. No, I don't think I'd want to go to a church where you walk in with a sour look and you walk out with a sourer look. Is that a word, sourer? It is now, right. It is now. Hey, around here, we came this morning because we've been out in the world and some of the soot and the dirt of the world has rested on us. And we want to get cleaned up. We want to get encouraged. We want to get picked up a little bit. That's why we came. We came to lead different. I'm glad that we get to see lives change. Are you glad to see lives change? This is not a social center. It's a hospital. Everybody here's got some sickness. We're going to just try to get everybody doctored up and try to get everybody going in the right direction. This is not a conscience-soothing place. It's a conscience-convicting place. You see, if we can get the sin out of your life, you'll have a better life. If you keep the sin in your life, you keep that sour look on your face. You won't be able to enjoy a bunch of decent, clean people having fun. You know, if they don't use a bunch of four-letter words in their jokes, you can't laugh. Well, what's wrong? You can't have clean fun? Are you so deteriorated to that point that it has to be late-night television to make you laugh? We see God's Word changing people around here. We have people that walk in the door Saturday night. They were out. They were drunk. And they're virtually addicted, as the world would call it. We've seen them get saved and put the bottle down, become members of our church, distinguished members. There are people that have come to this church that used to live, and virtually, women used to live like whores. Come to this church, get born again, straighten up their life, and they're as clean and pure as any other lady in this church today. Their past is different than somebody else's past, but their future is as glorious as anybody's. We have people around here that come in, druggies, walk out clean. They decided to change your life. I could have them stand right now and say, I knew before I went to that church, I was hooked on drugs. I went down there. I got saved. I did what the preacher said. I obeyed the word of God, and God has changed my life. I could have them stand right now. I will not, but I could have them stand. I could have the ex-drunk stand and the ex-whoremonger stand. I could have the ex-druggy stand. And every one of us walked into a church one day, lost and on our way to hell, and you're not going to believe what happened while we were there. We got born again and walked out on our way to heaven. This is a life-changing place. We are all experiencing life-changing issues and matters in our lives. I'm glad to be here today. David said, he said, it's Sunday morning and there's something different in the air. It's Sunday. He said, I want to get there early. I want to sit down toward the front. I'm going to have my Bible. I'm going to sing. I'm going to smile. I'm going to have the preacher. I'm just going to encourage him to just keep on coming and preaching it so I could get my life cleaned up and I could go back out there in that hell hole of the world and learn how to live and have some victory in my life. Hey, is someone's life brightened up because of your life change, or have you had one? I'm glad. I'm glad around here we've seen changed lives. I'm glad that we hear the Word of God preached. I'm glad we hear the right kind of music. I'm glad to be with God's people. I'm glad to come out of the world. I think that's what David was saying. David said, when you mention me going to the house of the Lord, it just brightens everything up for me. I'm just brightened up about the fact that I get to go and be in the house of the Lord. Hey, I'm glad to be with people who are glad. Are you? I'm glad to be with people who are glad. No, I'm glad. I'm brightened up about being with people who are brightened up. Did you know that this thing called getting brightened up, it's contagious? It really is. It is contagious to get brightened up. It is. It's really, really contagious. Nathaniel, come up here. Come on. Come up here. Hurry up, son. Let's go. This is Nathaniel. He's 13. No, he's not. No, this is one big guy. But I'll tell you something, Nathaniel. You know something? When I get to church, I get excited about it. Do you?
Yes, sir.
Are you excited?
Yes, sir.
Then act like it, will you? All right. Hey, just follow me around for a little while, Nathaniel. Let's see if you can get excited. Hey, I'm glad to see you guys on the front row. Thanks for sitting on the front row. God bless you. That's exciting. Hey, try to help him out there, Nathaniel. Hey, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm glad to see all these guys on the front row. Aren't you, Nathaniel? I'm glad to see the teenagers sit on the front row. And hey, Nathaniel, come up here. Guess what? This is our choir. Do you like our choir?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good, Nathaniel. You've just about got it down here. But I think we can get you in just a second to catch on to this thing. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's try to get somebody else brightened up. Brother Nash, I want you to help us for a little while. You come up here, and you know something? Hey, this is Brother Bush. He's your principal. Is that exciting?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know something? These are the men on our church staff. Isn't that exciting, Brother Nash? I knew you'd like it. These guys are on our church staff. That's exciting to me. These guys have lived their life clean and decent and pure so that they could be on the church staff. Look at that choir. Take a good look at them, Nathaniel. Stop, son. Look out there. Can you picture this, Nathaniel? Look at all these people up there in the balcony. The balcony's full. Look at the lower floor. It's full. The nurseries are full. Over in junior church, it's full. In primary church, it's full. And over in the other nurseries, it's full. Guess what? It's full. I'm having a good time. Are you, Nathaniel?
Sir. Go sit down, Nathaniel.
You want something that's contagious? It really is. You start having a good time at church. Hey, even when the preaching's hard, say amen. I need that. I need that. I need that. It is contagious. But I'll tell you something else. A bored, backslidden, negative, nasty life is contagious too. Some of you may need to choose who you sit by. You said, I can't, Brother Owens. I'm married to him. I'd hate to think that I pull my wife down. I'd hate to think that I pull my kids down. I'd hate to think that he pulls his husband down.
Let the cat out of the bag there, didn't we, Brother Gewin? Brother Gewin, these tapes go all over the country, Brother Gewin.
You say, well, I think you ought to get a little bit more serious in church. We get real serious around here. This is a very serious church. We're serious about the things of God. And you know, you go out in the world and you get all your jollies by getting high and getting drunk and all your wild music and sleeping with somebody else's mate. Around here, we get high on the fact that we lived our lives halfway decent. We're doing the best we can. We get high around here on the fact that we've got the right kind of music, the right kind of life, the right kind of marriage. You just leave us alone while we had a little fun on a Sunday morning. We didn't get to go live in the trash that you lived in all week. We're having a good time right now. This is our church. The world can stay out there. We're going to have a good time in here. I'm glad I'm here. Everybody else may not be, but I'm glad. Hey, I'm glad. I didn't say I'm depressed. I'm glad. I didn't say I'm bummed out. I said I'm glad. I didn't say I'm down. I said I'm glad. I didn't say I'm low. I said I'm glad. I didn't say I was melancholy. I said I'm glad. I didn't say I was discouraged. I said I'm glad. I did not say that I was down in the mully grubs. No, I said I'm glad. I did not say I was hopeless. I said I'm glad. I did not say I was faithless. I said I'm glad. I did not say I was down. I'm up. I'm having a good time. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm in the house of God with God's people and God's book and God's spirit and God's music. So smile. We've got something good for us. What a wonderful opportunity. Hey, I was studying my Bible this week. You know what I found out, Brother Tennis? The Tower of Babel is where Solomon kept all of his wives. Where are you going to get truth like that other than here? I go deep into the Word and I dish it out, and some of you don't even catch the depth of the knowledge. I exegete the Scriptures of such. Hey, I'm glad to be around people that are glad. I like it. Put a smile on your face. You're in the house of the Lord. Hey, brighten up. Smiling is contagious. Hey, I'm glad to see people get saved. Man, there's a hell. There's a real hell. You said, well, somebody told me there wasn't a hell. They lied straight to you. So he's a preacher. He's a lying preacher then. Who are we going to believe? God or some preacher? The Bible says, let God be true and every man be a liar. There is a literal hell. Anybody that rejects Jesus Christ goes to that hell. And I'm glad when I see people get saved. Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Stop and realize, hey, and some of us need to stop and realize what's been happening around here. Virtually every week, somebody around here gets born again. Wow. Stop and realize what happens. If it took $1 million a year to get one person saved, it'd be worth it all. Now, it doesn't seem to take that much, I've noticed. People say, we just don't have enough money to be evangelistic. What you don't have is enough character, enough drive, and enough love for God to be evangelistic. It doesn't take no money to keep people out of hell. It takes somebody with a little courage to say, there's a heaven, there's a hell. If you die unsaved, you go to the hell. If you get born again this morning, you get to go to that heaven. Hey, and we're going to get to see it happen. We see it constantly around here. I'm glad to watch people get saved. I'm glad to watch little boys and girls get off our bus routes, go to junior church, and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. And we get to see that. I'm glad that on Thursday soul winning, we get to see people saved. I'm glad on Saturday soul winning, we get to see people saved. I'm glad in junior church people get saved. I'm glad in primary church people get saved. I'm glad in our church services, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, we see people saved. I'm glad. Hey, two weeks ago, Brother Doolin and Brother Damien were out in the parking lot. And there were some Spanish fellas out there, and Brother Dula, he grabbed them and held on to them, and Damien came over, and Damien got to witness to them, and they got saved out in our parking lot. The next week they came, got baptized right here. If we had to, we could baptize them in the parking lot. Got a couple holes out here full of water right now, but we could start a parking lot ministry. Hey, we get more people saved in the parking lot around here than most churches get saved in their building. I'm glad I'm in a church where people are getting saved, and that getting saved around here is the thing to do. We get them saved before church, during church, after church. I'm talking about Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, all week long. Wait, we got a phone call last week. Phone rang right before the service, and a pastor's wife called to say, I was listening to one of Brother Owen's tapes. I've been struggling with my salvation for years and years, scared to death to get saved because I found myself in the ministry unsaved. I listened to that tape, realized I was not born again. I just want to call and let Brother Owen know I got saved off of one of his tapes, and I'm getting baptized today. Wow. It's a getting saved place. This is a place where people get born again. We have children that get saved, teenagers that get saved, adults that get saved, red and yellow, black and white. They're all precious in His sight. They're all invited to come to our church. Why, David, I could see why David was having a good time. He said, I'm glad to go someplace where people are getting saved. I'm glad to go someplace where everybody's invited. I'm glad to go someplace that uplifts the Word of God and the music of God and the people of God and the Word of God. I'm glad to go there. I'm glad. Are you? That's why I get so glad on Sunday morning. Somebody asked me one day, they said, well, what's so special about Sunday? Boy, I'm telling you. And I get this all the time. I get this all the time. And so, you know, this is not happening everywhere, folks. There are some others that are out already. They were bored stiff. Somebody had to wake someone up and virtually carry them out of the service because they're so bored with what was going on. Nobody got saved. And had somebody wanted to get baptized, they couldn't have because their baptistry had no water in it. They were shoring all the Sunday school quarterlies back there. Hey, let's not let it become old to us. Let's stay excited. I started preaching when I was 16, Brother Rusty. I was excited. It was new. It was fresh. Somebody told me, they said, you'll calm down. You know what? I'm just as saved today as I was then. Heaven is just as real today as it was then. Jesus is just as much God today as He was then. The Bible is just as much the Word of God today as it was then. I can't lose my salvation today. Couldn't lose it then. You know what? I think I'm about to have a fit. I think I'm having such a good time. I've been at it for 27 years preaching the gospel. I'm as excited today as I ever was. And I don't plan to give up. I don't plan to shut up. I don't plan to back off. I don't plan to quit. I'm having a good time. I'm glad I'm here. I'm having a wonderful time. You say, are you like this all the time? Sometimes I get more excited. Today, I'm a little relaxed on the inside. Hey, I'm glad when the invitation time comes. You say, what's the invitation? Well, in a minute, the choir will sing. We'll all stand. We'll say, you want to get saved? Come. You want to get a dose of what I've got? You say, I don't know. It's all paid for. Doesn't cost you by the quart or the bag. Did your high sustain you from the first time you got it for 27 years? Mine did. I'm buzzing, man. I'm glad when invitation time comes. We invite people to Jesus Christ. We call it the altar call. I love it. We still have the old-fashioned altar call. Decisions are made. People humbly bow before God. Young people flood the aisle. Adults are not ashamed to leave their seat, come down here and say, you know what, God, I lost track. In a little while, some adults are going to leave their seat, come down here and say, God, I'm sorry. I didn't have a smile on my face this week. I'd forgotten everything that you'd done for me. How we fussed and fought about coming to church this morning. And somebody will come down here and get on their face and they'll say, God, I'm sorry. I have to go to church instead of I get to go to church attitude. I'm going to get right with you about it. Somebody will get saved. Somebody will make a public profession. They got saved this week. They're going to come. They're going to tell our congregation, I'm glad. I'm glad for the one that will come and get saved. Somebody may get baptized this morning. Oh, I'll be so glad. Somebody may come and rededicate their life to Christ. They've gotten away from God. They'll come and tell the congregation, I'm coming back to God. I'm glad. Somebody may come and join our church. I'm glad. I'm just glad. I am so glad to be here today. I'm so glad. I'm glad I get to be a part of this church. I'm glad you guys are my friends. I'm glad you're my choir. I'm glad this is my church. I'm glad that's my book. Amen. What's wrong with us, folks? You know what this world needs? They need somebody that's glad. I'm just glad. I don't think this church could hold the folks that would be attracted to us
if some of you would just get glad. I'm not going to let the world intimidate me. I'm the real McCoy. They're the miserable ones. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed.